culture!
Culture. 91.5 WMFO.
My name is Bailey Hall, and I'm a student at Tufts University. I run a weekly radio show called Brown Bag Culture.
Владимир, и сегодня я хотел бы вам показать еще раз играть в длинные нарды. Давайте начнем с самых
March seems to be
фишек.
The month of the penis. There have been two significant releases of information in March. I pulled both from the CBC. A couple days ago, a South African university announced it performed a successful penis transplant, and the penis is doing well. And sorry, the patient is doing well. So listen to this. So you know the whole black guy thing? This kid in his late teens had a circumcision. He didn't have it when he was born. I had mine when I was born. So they accidentally cut off most of his penis at the circumcision. So, like, what's that saying about African teens? If anything. But now, hold on a second. We have a new study released at the beginning of March. Again, intertwined into the first CBC article. Study reveals average penis size. And the average penis size across 15,000 men across the world. Get this.
Posting videos on a regular basis, and I just want to talk a little bit about penises. So someone told me that my quote self-styled dominance.
SBC pharmacist, you know, I don't want to just post music and shit. I also like, you know, drug-related content, educational content, or just like trip report type shit. So that's what I'm finna start doing. Shit. I was gonna talk about this time I was about, I did about 5 grams of penis envy, you know. I think it's Psilocybe cubensis, species-wise, and just a different strain of it. I forgot if it was the albino penis envy or not. So this happened when I was about 17, or if not, I just turned 18. Shit, I was still living in the
Vino. I'm back here with 3-6 Mafia.
This Hamster was still around, you know?
What year?
Fucking RP, Alpha Bay, RP, Hamster. Those were still around and shit. Those were still fucking going to darkness.
Okay, so what was going on between 92 to 1998?
I sold something to the homie.
We made our first CD in like 95.
You know, that was finna do.
With an underground distributor, a local distributor.
You know, since it was already powered out.
It was all 50 states, we went everywhere. In all those 50 states, we went in the major chain, major market. So, we did the deal with Relativity in 90.
Psilocybin.
Last year. 97.
Okay. I believe,
we did the deal with Relativity.
And so it absorbed
the money. 98, we got the new album out.
You don't really get
that. Album called World Domination. Chapter 2. World Domination. What is the name?
I put it in a little shot glass. Drank the 5 grams that was in the lime juice.
And just started
smoking a bunch of little joints. Our world
was me, Lord,
joint roller. Like that.
We
I'm in the backyard. We got a sweat lodge, you know, so
we go sweat there. Like
but
that.
I usually like to go
then
do
we got the other members
ceremonies in there. If you don't know, I'm like 31
so
mushroom, any kind of entheogen that was used by, you know, native people, I'll honor that and I'll try to do it the closest way I could to a ceremony.
What's up?
So, you know, we would go out there, sing songs. My dad would sing songs.
I got
a fire, you know, I'll put the tobacco for the fire. And I just waited for, you know, the penis and the shit in. So it's kind of after the sun's still up and going down.
1989 version. We had to freshen it up. Yeah. Street version. This is street version.
Okay, that don't want to work.
Roy was the.
So I go into the sweat lodge.
You know,
there's a thing on top of the cupboard up, and there's some masks in there. They look pretty, you know, trippy and stuff. One was a skull.
Liberty City Virgin.
Just at the time, I was really paranoid about a lot of things I can't talk about. But, you know, my head was on full. You know, this is, you know, it's understandable.
People in the streets can relate to this.
I'm thinking shit.
So that you gotta keep an open mind.
I close my eyes and I lay down in this sweat lodge. It's concrete, so it's kind of uncomfortable, but I'm kind of just not slumped like if you took some sedative, but just sitting down in a comfortable position, kind of like stone, as you would say. I don't like using those words when it comes to ceremonial context. Plant medicine, mushroom medicine, but that's basically what was going on. like distortion.
First song you parodied, or have you done?
Tell me when.
I was sitting there probably for about 3 hours. Now? And I was in San Bernardino, so I'm hearing gunshots. But I'm paranoid. I'm thinking about death.
Now?
I was waking up every day thinking I was gonna die.
Do you think there's something unique about the rap genre that is the reason?
And I felt.
Well, like I said, you know.
Your religion or
Приветствую вас
на первом циничном канале. И сегодня мы поговорим о том, как выбрать годную девушку, женщину, с которой были бы возможны серьезные отношения, ну и, наверное, с перспективой создания. Семьи. Во многих подобных сюжетах я говорил о том, как отличить годную девушку-женщину от негодной. Ну, знаете, наверное, никому не в обиду, но все-таки вся эта наука – это детский сад. Я видел очень много распадающихся или распавшихся отношений, браков, там, семей. Это все-таки разные вещи. И каждый раз, ну, почти каждый раз, мне было интересно в отношении мужчин. Ты вот когда ее выбирал, ты когда с ней знакомился, отношался, как сейчас говорят, ты сильно был пьян, под кайфом, обкуренный, сотрясение мозга, ну, как ты не видел то, что сейчас очевидно, то, что сейчас на поверхности? Ну, ведь, в принципе, женщина, ну, она же не Джеймс Бонд, не Штирлиц, она не агент пяти разведок, ну, наверное, она как-то шифруется, использует там какие-то женские хитрости, манипуляции, но все-таки это простой человек, это тетка, это не бессмертный, как говорится. Все очень просто. И такую вещь, как вот сейчас, которая всплыла, ее долго скрывать невозможно. Ну, продлилось бы знакомство, там, не знаю, 3-4 недели, может быть, пару месяцев, правильно. И все это было бы видно. Может быть, не по отношению к тебе, может, она вот в данной конкретной ситуации будет шифроваться. Но по отношению к миру это будет видно. Примерно можно рассчитать. Поэтому отличение годной от негодной – это действительно детский сад максимум первый класс. Но бывает вопрос сложнее, как отличить годную от другой годной. Да, действительно, бывают несколько категорий годных женщин. И если вы выберете годную женщину, но категория годности будет не ваша, она будет вам не соответствовать, то субъективно для вас она станет негодной. И здесь будет вдвойне обидно. Одно дело набить шишек, то есть женщина негодная, вы набили шишек, ну, как говорится, наука вам будет на будущее. А здесь и вы шишек набили, и женщина набила шишек, вы, точнее, набили шишек. И, в общем-то, нет людей, которые были бы наказаны за, ну, как-то по вине. То есть там, вот та негодная женщина, она могла стать, ну, не знаю, разведенкой какой-нибудь, ну, хотя бы ее вина. А здесь-то за что? Только за то, что она оказалась годной по-другому, нежели нужно вам. И поэтому вот это очень важно. Действительно, нужно понимать, какая вам категория женщин нужна. То есть если вы отбросили всю негодность, то есть там 99% женщин вам не подошли, вы выбираете вот из этого одного или даже менее чем 1%. Какие бывают типы годных женщин? Я бы выделил главным образом два. Их можно выделить огромное количество подтипов, но вот таких основных направлений два.
Hell yeah, this is Brown Bag Culture. This is Brown Bag Culture. This is Brown Bag Culture.
Look at the pig on it!
This is Brown Bag Culture.
Бутылки. Хорошо пошла. ты захмурел? Всё, заканчиваем.
Gonna be another straight tobacco rip. Tap one of them before I go to bed.
Big tobacco hits only. I love cigarettes.
test challenge brownie sabotage brown bag. All of my mixing and cooking vessels are taken away. Everything else to be done in here. I'm going to cut off the top and make it a little bit easier for me to mix and stir. So now, unless I really just want to make a mess of my friend the microwave, I'm going to just like stack some bags. All right, so first thing I'm gonna do is melt the butter. So in our triple bag we go. Pop it in the microwave. Butter melted, successful, nothing. So the next thing I have to do is mix my brownie. So sugar,
cocoa powder. С вами снова Максим Андреевич, и сегодня мы поговорим о настольной игре «Нарды». «Нарды» — это настольная игра для двух игроков на специальной доске, разделенной на две половины.
I got a flat bottom to this bag. There's a lot of stuff that's going to want to stick in the corners. We're getting a little seeping action. It's a little bumpy, but I'm pretty good at mixing. So I think we're there. And I have enough batter that I can test it both in the microwave and the oven. 4 minutes. And then this guy,
right in the oven, it's perfectly. Бросаю кости и передвигая шашки. В соответствии с выпавшими It's очками, пройти полный круг и зайти в свой дом. И выставлять шашки за доску, раньше, чем это сделал противник. Бывают две разновидности нарды, длинные и короткие. Я вам расскажу про длинные. Как правильно? Первое правило – игроки ходят по очереди.
Red Eagle cross the block!
Смотрите, Раз, два, Pickle три. А четвертый пункт занят. И я еще раз снимаю с головы. Раз, два, три, четыре. И последний раз. Раз, два, три, четыре. Я сделаю четыре пункта. А теперь такой пример. Шесть и шесть попадает. Вы ходите одной шашкой. Раз, два, три, четыре, пять, шесть.
Feeling. This is Brown Bag Culture. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in while you well up and you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, beds, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or small children are expecting nearby. Brown bag culture, brown bag culture, brown bag culture. This is the halfway point.
Чем так гордятся водочники, идеальные часы.
Осторожно. Когда вам ход не выгоден, вы обязаны сделать, если есть возможность.
This is Brown Bag Culture.
To try to pick up women, to try to meet women to hook up with, or maybe form a long-term relationship with, and it just hasn't worked out for you. You've been rejected. Women are being maybe a little.
This is bro Derek Boyd.
You're just not being able to connect and make it work, and you're getting a little turned off by the whole thing. You're just getting sick of it, and you're like, why can't I make this work? I see other guys that can make it work. I can't quite get this figured out with the clubs, and they're so hot in there. I just can't seem to make it work. Well, today I have some powerful solutions, some powerful tips I'd like to offer you. And hi, my name is Roger Boyd, by the way, with MasculinityUniversity.com, if you don't know me already. And yeah, I would like to give you some awesome, incredible solutions to start making this work. And I want you to listen to Lisa, the fine and quality woman for you, quality women, where they're at, and not stop having these frustrations with trying to meet women in clubs. So today I actually have another special treat. It's a question from a reader that brings this subject, so I'm going to go ahead and read the question here. So, the question is, hey Brody, you have great information, but how do you talk to people in a club atmosphere? Give us more of the stuff. Give us more of that stuff, not so much how to pick up women. Most of the time when a guy is trying, he fails, but other times when he's not working hard at it, women tend to gravitate to the guy. I've watched this many years with my friends. Even the women could learn from your socializing videos. You have some of the best info out there. Give us more, please. Oh, thanks, man. So, yeah, thanks for the question. Great question. Now, first thing I want to say about it is
weeks is Discover. It's called Discover Who the Right Girl Is For You and Where to Find Her. And in there, I talk about all the different places you can go in your city to find the high-quality women that you really want to be with. It may get much easier, way higher return on investment for your time, your energy, and your money. Make it happen very, very quickly for you. So that's the first thing I recommend, but there's other places that I would say are going to be much better for you. So some of the things we cover are like one of the best sites actually that you can find events to go to that are way better than going to clubs is meetup.com. I love meetup.com because you can go in there, you can find awesome groups related to your interests, your hobbies, your passions, maybe professional networking groups and things like that where you can make these conversations happen much easier and much quicker with quality people and quality women. Because you mentioned not just picking up women, but with quality maybe male friends, business contacts as well. You may have it much quicker with meetup.com and other sites like that. So the next thing I want to offer is that with clubs, there is a way to, you can make clubs work.
And we're already focused in on her, creating that sexual obsession. Number two, sticky ass. That does not mean what you think, dirty bastard. Alright, sticky eye. What I mean by that is you're almost acting as if you can't take your eyes off of her. You're very reluctant to take your eyes off of her because you have no control over this.
I'm going to give you guys a challenge. And the challenge is, I want you to go out there next time you come
listen
out with
up.
Your guy friends or even by yourself. Instead of going out and approaching women and trying to pick them up, this is what I want you to do instead. So try this one time. I want you to go out there and start ignoring them. Okay? I want you to make sure that they're around you, whether you're at Starbucks or at a cafe somewhere, anywhere where there's beautiful women around you. But the only difference I want you to do is to not pick them up, not approach them. Instead, I want you to completely ignore them. Act as if they don't even exist. Act as if they're invisible. When you see them walk in, look the other way. Look down. Look at another chick in the place. Just don't look at her. Don't check her out. You have to completely ignore her. She can never catch you looking at her. Because the second she catches you looking at her, you're done. So she can never catch you looking at her. You have to ignore her first. Okay, ignore her. Don't pay attention to her. And then, I want you to see how often women start coming up to you. How often these women start becoming attracted to you. When you don't make any effort whatsoever to go out there and approach. You know, some great ways to do this is take your laptop with you. Grab your laptop. Go to a cafe somewhere, or again, a Starbucks. They have free Wi-Fi there. Plug in your laptop. Get your work done. Get some work done while you're there. Be productive. I'm a big fan of that. That's something I teach my students is you don't need to burn your entire day going out there and, you know, doing these thousands of approaches and being exhausted and just getting phone numbers that end up turning into flakes. Don't do that. Be smart. Take your laptop with you. Be productive. And sit in a place where a lot of great-looking women are going to be coming in and out all day long. And what place is better than that than Starbucks? Women love to grab coffee there. They come in and out every single day. And a lot of times, they come at the same time. So you're going to start seeing the same women coming in and out. Okay, so bring your laptop. Get your work done. Stay productive. And ignore them. Don't pay attention. You just never want to pay attention to her. You want to ignore her. Okay? And once you do that, I want you to start noticing how women start coming to you. Women start approaching you. Women start opening you. Women start asking you dumb questions like, what kind of laptop is that? What are you working on? If you start doing this more often, I guarantee you will meet a lot more women, a lot better looking women, and you will get a lot more dates and a lot less flakes than you would if you were to spend your entire day going out there, day in and day out, approaching woman after woman. By doing what I tell you, you will produce much higher results with women Not to mention, you will stay productive. You'll get work done in the process. You won't be burning your entire day. And this is something that all that pickup stuff can't do for you.
From the 33 Secrets, and if you're currently in the friend zone with a beautiful woman who's in your life and you want to get out, then you'll want to pay attention today, because I'm going to give you one secret trick that will finally get you out.
Oh, tap, oh, tap, oh, tap. My name is Lord Yukiti Osai. I want to welcome you back to 13 Cosmic Law Astrology. You know what's up. So, this video, I want to talk to you about the importance of feeling worthy, all right? Because I actually tried to compliment somebody the other day, and because they feel unworthy, they didn't know how to accept the compliment. You see what I'm saying? And I see that a lot in today's society where people, they've been programmed and wired to feel so insecure and to feel, so unworthy, to where they make decisions in their lives that they end up regretting. Decisions that hurt them. That's my, what you see is my sage, you know, I like to say. Demons, you know what I'm saying? You got a 13 to get the shit out of these beasts. You know what time it is? Then I also, it was another guy was coming down the stairs from where I'm staying at right now. And he was on the steps, and he was like playing like a little scratcher. I didn't know him, but I wanted to, like, you know, give him a little
fortune on him
and stuff.
And in this video, like, I'm gonna tell you.
So I was like, yeah, man, you gonna win the lotto, man. I believe in you, man. You really gonna win. He was like, oh, this lotto shit, I ain't gonna win. I'll never win that. I was like, wow. Why would he not accept that?
To be attractive. Let's crack into it. This is going to be a quick self-help segment, but I'm going to give you the key, not some sort of little gimmick. And I can go in and I give you a list of a lot of little techniques and tips that you can use to increase your attractiveness to the opposite sex, whether you're a guy or a girl. But I'm going to actually give you something that's very deep. And this is going to take some effort on your part to understand, because this is a profound idea. That if you just take this principle and you apply it to your life, the amount of attraction that you will generate from the opposite sex is going to be ridiculous. It's such a powerful idea. And in this segment, I'm just going to focus on it and one little point at the end. But what is this idea? Let's get into it. So here it is. And you might not like it. Let's see why it's powerful. I want you to be completely detached from needing anyone to fulfill you in your life. All right? What does this mean? This means that I want you to realize, and this is a deeper truth that you will realize with enough personal development work, that you do not need anyone in your life to make you happy or fulfilled, despite what it might seem like right now. Now, I know what you might be saying. You might be saying, well, Leo, the whole point of getting into a relationship is because I want to have love, I want to have compassion, I want to have excitement, I want to do all these fun things, I want to find my soulmate, maybe I want to get married, I want to have children, I want to raise a good family, all of these things. You know, nothing wrong with that. That's all well and good. But I can guarantee you that the biggest problem that you're having if you're not being attracted in a relationship is not that you're not pretty enough or that you're behaving in some weird ways or you're doing something incorrectly. It's this general idea, this philosophy, this mindset that you're going into the relationship with the need for somebody to be your second half, to fulfill you. And it's very easy to get caught up in this because mainstream media puts out this notion of what love and romance and relationships are like. You watch movies and watch stories.
What made you come, you know what I'm saying, on that tip as opposed to a more reserved, laid back?
I just write my raps on what I see and what I feel and what's going on in my head right now. And whatever going on in my head, I'm just going to write it on a paper and, you know what I'm saying, record it and do it like that.
So it's just the running wrong. Just the running wrong.
So everything we say is based on the
How's it feel to be the only girl and then in a male-dominated
industry. It's cool because I learned a lot of things about you men. You know what I'm saying? I learned a lot of things, so therefore I ain't been about a week or 2 weeks to none of the game that's being spit by the men that's out there because I got like, a cigarette.
Why did he feel that he was so unworthy? I said, why wouldn't he accept the fact that...
Okay. Hey, stay tuned. Rap City, we're going to get into it with the 3-6 Mob. We're going to talk about their next project. Then we're going to meet some of their new artists, the whole now. We're going to talk about their album, the record label, all that. Stay tuned. Rap City. Plus, we're going to get our bowl on. Y'all going to see me break them. All right, y'all, we back here with the 3-6 Mob here. Doing our thing, getting our bowl on and everything. Let me ask y'all, 3-6 Mafia is more than just a group. It's now you all have a record label. Production team, DJs, you know, can you give me that, like, the breakdown of the business structure for, you know, all the cats that are watching trying to get into this that way?
Yeah, me and Paul, we own the company. We the producers of the company, but we all put in our ideas on the music, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. So the name of the company is?
Hypnotized Minds Entertainment.
Hypnotized Minds Entertainment.
Yeah.
And you all have a distribution deal or
with Relative Direct.
What's up, guys? It's Signed Reviews, and we're back out here on the balcony, guys.
Hey, guys. Today, I'm going to be doing a highly requested video of Black & Mild. This has been really highly requested ever since I did my first video. So, I have that here. I've also got a glass of tea. And, yeah. So, before this video gets started, I just want to throw out some love for my boyfriend. He just started a YouTube channel, and he's also streaming, and so at a different date. He just has a video. It's really fresh. Okay. Here it is. It is cherry wine tip flavor. Or wine, you know, whatever. You get the point. Alright, so. Here and I have not smoked in a really, really long time, so if I cough, I'm going to try to keep it quiet.
Just made a video and I messed it up. I actually pressed discard the video and then you do that. sleeping already. And I got a little bit left in that can, so I'll throw the rest of that in, just so at least I can get set. It would be good.
But,
it sucks, man. I can't believe I did that.
Clear up, I don't know how we they play. Jamana said that she clear up, I don't know how we they play. accident. Cause what I really chat is not a imitate. Not a strictly rubber number we don't play. Jamaica, me say strictly rubber number we don't play. Me say you could have bad blood. This a strictly rubber number. Cause strictly rubber number, me say the people them love. Cause strictly rubber number we don't play. Me lions, me say strictly rubber number we don't play. Just wait, just wait. I know enough girls soon come at me gate. Said that me a thousand girls want to rape. Cause me say me a thousand girls want to rape. Me favorite chocolate kit make a high gate. Come on and me say strictly rubber dumper with the play. Come on and say that strictly rubber dumper with the play. Come and say strictly rubber dumper, we a play no feel no way. We yellow man fatter than your boss DJ. We don't last no love up on the Queens Highway. We can't find me girl called Faye, no feel no way. Cause strictly rubber dumper, we a play. Come on and say that strictly rubber dumper, we a play. Me lion a strictly rubber dumper, we a play. And when me say, we play 45 to keep them alive. We play disco music, them a fi wind up them evil. We play dog kid, they just a tear down the gate. Down say, down say, hey yo. Because a strictly rubber dumper with ya play. Come on and say a strictly rubber dumper with ya play. Well, and when me know, hey. If you imitate no girl, now come on your gate. Say if you imitate no girl, now come on your gate. Cause if you original, cause you will get enough girl. If you breed one girl, you have to drink some special. But then your voice sound like this mascara.
This is a brand like culture,
Tired of the
Yacht Club, Yacht Bar.